So whose bright idea was this?
This is gonna be great!
Happy Halloweener!
Silence! I treat you!
Ah, oh, shut the hell up! This is not my idea!
Good evening, Walter.
Do I look like Walter?
Well, you look like a Walter Frankenstein.
Well, then call me Crankenstein.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I've been working on that. That's my angry sound.
Yeah.
Here's my happy sound. Here's surprised.
You know, Walter, these people came here to be entertained.
Not all of them. You know, there's a handful of guys sitting out there right now whose wives are like, oh, come on, we had to go see the middle-aged dumbass and his dolls. And now those guys are sitting out there right now going, son of a bitch. It's a middle-aged dumbass and his dolls. And now you're playing dress up with your dolls. When's the tea party, Ken?
Middle-aged dumbass.
Which part of that did you not like the most? Middle-aged or dumbass?
What do you think?
Well, you're only as old as you feel, but dumbass is in the DNA.
You know, speaking of age, you're not exactly young anymore.
Hey! Let's think about this for a second one. How long have I been in the show?
24 years.
24 years! So anybody who might have seen our show 24 years ago,
yeah,
I look exactly the same. You do not. Yeah, this show started out young man, old man. Pretty soon we're going to be on stage comparing colonoscopies.
You know, Walter, age is a state of mind.
Not when your ass starts leaking. Yeah, there's a couple of old farts in the front row going, yeah, he's right, Lars, my ass is leaking, he's right. And then after that, you're gonna die. I'll be on the shelf somewhere. Well, no more nightly prostate exams.
You know, Walter, technically, you're not really Frankenstein.
What?
Well, most people don't realize this, but the monster was the monster, and Frankenstein was actually the doctor.
Well, thank you, Professor Googles, too fucking much. Yeah, you should tweet that. How about that? Then you can tweet, I'm the huge dork, frowny face, hashtag dumbass. We're at a drive-in movie together. This is not normal.
Well, the scariest day of the year is almost here.
My anniversary? No,
Halloween.
Little kids in crappy costumes frighten you?
When's the last time you saw a scary picture?
Yesterday.
Really?
My wife sent me a selfie.
That's not nice.
You're telling me.
It's starting.
Yeah.
Enjoy the show, folks.
Mad scientist creates an abomination that cannot be stopped. Stitched together from pieces of the dead. Here to shock women into uncontrollable hysteria and strike terror in the hearts of men.
It's alive! It's alive!
And it's trying to sleep. Shut the hell up.
And now I'm going to build you a bride.
black and white, looks like this show's on a budget.
It was supposed to be that way.
Oh, I like the line, an abomination that cannot be stopped.
Yeah,
sounds like they were talking about your act. Okay, that one looks good. That one, no. Oh, look at this. Do not watch this video. Yeah, okay. Close. Unsee. I should not have watched that. Ah! Hello? Is anyone there?
Ah! Oh, good Lord. Shut the hell up.
Sometimes you wake up from a dream and you feel happy?
Yeah?
This is the opposite. What do you want?
Did you watch the video?
Is this the one where you trick me into clicking on something and then I'm forever on a pervert email list and I have to destroy my phone?
No, not this time.
Then what is it?
7 days!
Equals a week. What are you talking about?
Walter!
What, this video?
Yes! No, don't click on it!
Well, clearly I have to now. This better be funny.
No. Walter! No!
Oh, I swear, I thought she was older. Oh. I love that dream. Who is it?
Where is Bubba J?
Oh no, the moron watched the video. Mother whore, you dumbass.
You guys should have seen your faces.
This is not a joke.
Well, it could be because it's 3 a.m. and I'm hilarious at this time of night. Ask the guy at 7-Eleven.
Why were you at 7-Eleven at 3 a.m.?
I don't know. I seem to remember them telling me it was for their TikTok videos, but it's all kind of fuzzy. And I have new tattoos.
Bubba J, this is a matter of life and death.
We called to warn you.
Warn me about what?
That you're an idiot, and don't watch that video.
Exactly. Do not watch
this one? The one that says, do not watch this video?
Yes! I mean, no!
Yes, don't, or yes, do.
Bubba J, don't!
Hello?
7 days.
The Grim Reaper!
Why are we screaming?
Oh, Ahmed, have you seen yourself?
I always look like this.
That's true.
Yep.
Never looked worse. Why are you calling me at this hour?
This is a matter of life.
And death!
Or see all the above.
And why are you wearing that hood?
Because he wanted to be in the hood.
Silence! I got cold, so I put on the hoodie.
Ahmed, Peanut made us watch a bad video.
I did not.
And apparently because of that, we're all going to die.
In 7 days.
What? A video that will kill you if you watch it?
Yes!
Fantastic.
I don't care.
Why not?
Think about it.
You're already dead.
Bingo!
Oh, yeah.
But I'll watch it anyway.
Sending you the link.
Hang on. Could Ahmed get more dead?
Silence! I'm going to watch it.
I have a bad feeling about this.
You're already dead.
I know, but that video is going to kill me again.
Hello? You guys hear that? Hello? I think there's someone.
He's gone.
Where did he go?
I said he's gone.
What's happening?
He's gone.
I'm back.
What the? We thought you were dead.
Nah, my wife threw a breaker when she tried to fry bacon and dry her hair at the same time. Where were we?
I'm going to be killed again.
In 7 days.
Got it. Sounds like we have a poltergeist with computer hacker skills and a YouTube account.
Wait a minute. What did you say?
We have a poltergeist? But it could be a bugaboo or even an incubus.
Oh, the other part.
Oh, computer hacker skills with a YouTube account.
That's it!
You guys thinking what I am thinking?
Yup, it's definitely a bugaboo. Wait, what?
What the hell is a bugaboo?
An annoying stalker type person who will not leave you alone.
Earl.
Yep, Earl is sending us the video to try and scare us.
I think it worked.
This definitely has Earl written all over it.
Gentlemen, let's not jump to any unsensical or irrational conclusions. Clearly, the making of these videos is the work of a supernatural entity from beyond the grave, with the ill and unfettered intent of stealing our souls and banishing us each to a hellish damnation for all of eternity. That is the only rational explanation. Duh.
Someone want to mute Bubba J, please?
I say we call Earl right now and get to the bottom of this.
Good idea. Where is Earl?
He's in the basement. Hold on.
Hello?
Earl.
Dude, what's this about?
Rise and shine, sleepyhead.
You know exactly what this is about.
Jeez, guys, it's like 3:30 in the morning.
Your witching hour.
And my wife's bitching hour, but that's for another time.
Can I go back to sleep, man?
So, you're telling us that you did not send the video?
Video? YouTube? You mean that trending one where the guy crushes his cubes doing a gnarly skateboard grind on a handrail?
Don't play dumb, Earl.
Yeah, that's my job.
Peanut, send him the video.
Video to us?
No, but I wish I did.
What are you doing?
Hold on. I'm sending it to all my friends and uploading it to TikTok.
Earl, stop! You could be sending everyone to an eternal damnation!
You said damnation, but I warned you.
Warned us about what?
The bugaboo.
I'm telling you, that's the same lightning that happens when my wife gets pissed.
Not the bugaboo thing again.
Okay, Bubba J, let's hear it.
My meemaw always told me of an ancient spirit that roamed the dark woods.
In the video, the dark woods.
In search of souls and spam sandwiches.
Spam sandwiches, like in the video.
It's all true.
He would emerge from his mossy grave and take the living into the depths of the underworld, where they would be tormented for all of eternity in a hell of their own making, 7 days before Halloween.
7 days?
Being fed candy corn and black licorice until they die.
I would do a dramatic gulp here, but I cannot swallow.
We dare not say his name, the Bugaboo.
Yep, we're doomed.
Again.
And all this time, I thought I'd eventually punch my card with a random supermodel who I met at the Malibu Whole Foods.
That's oddly specific.
Like, I have an idea. I think I can hack into the metadata, crack the torrent, and reverse trace the IP address. Hold on.
What the hell does that mean?
It's computer shit that nerds do.
Oh, no.
What?
What, what?
What, what, what?
Tell us.
It's coming from inside the house.
I got you good this time. I spent hours making that video, you know, like
7 days.
Right? Right? What?
I kill you!
R-O-T-F-L-A-M-O!
What the? This isn't my... No. 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 Guys, this isn't funny. Let me out! Let me out! Guys! Let me out! Let me out!
Jeff Dunham, comedian and ventriloquist. The man who had a promising career until his jokes caught up with him and the walls started closing in. Now he lives in the suitcase at a strange intersection in a shadowland called the Dunham Zone.
No, guys, this isn't funny. Let me out! Let
me out! Let me out! Let me out! Quiet! Shh. Walter's gonna tell us a scary story. Quiet down.
I love scary stories.
You're coming in.
What does that mean?
It means me too, but without the hashtag.
This is gonna be great. Let me get this straight. We're supposed to just sit here and let Walter scare the bejesus out of us? Well, because it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun to be scared. Yep, good times. It's the best if afterwards you feel like you need to sleep with your shotgun. Sleep like asleep, not the other kind.
What the hell? And you infidels call me crazy?
Hey, one morning after Halloween, I picked up my bag of candy and all the Snickers bars were gone. They had just disappeared. A ghost took them. That scared the crap out of me.
Just the Snickers were gone.
Yep, ghosts love Snickers.
Did you ever think that maybe someone in your family simply took the Snickers when you weren't looking?
No, maybe ghosts don't like Snickers. My family did it.
Would you guys please shut up? I'm gonna tell a story now.
My family is assholes.
Silence!
See how that works?
Thank you, Ahmed. And now...
I'll be quiet. I'm good at being quiet. You can always count on me being quiet when you need quiet, like now. I'm being quiet because I'm scared and I quietly peed my pants.
Ew. Ahmed.
Silence!
Wait, is that all I'm good for?
For now, yes, and you shut up too. Not so long ago, on a dark and stormy night, just like this one, and not far from this very spot.
You are saying something happened here? Like right here, here? He said it happened here! Oh, no, no!
Nothing happened yet!
Oh, you watch. There's going to be a dude with a meat cleaver. There's always a crazy infidel with three names and a meat cleaver. John Wayne Gacy, Henry Lee Lucas, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Dear bejesus, help me, I'm gonna die.
The entire city was terrified because the cleaver killer was on the loose.
See? What's his name? I bet crazy infidel has three names.
Shut up. Thunder rumbled, lightning flashed, and rain thrashed the wearied shingles of the darkened house on the
cave. This is a ghost story, right? All ghost stories happen in caves.
Ghost story, Ahmed. It's a ghost, not goat.
This sucks. I'll make you a ghost when I kill you all.
If Ahmed killed the goat, would it be a ghost goat or a goat ghost?
There is no goat!
Say that three times fast. Ghost goat, ghost goat, ghost goat, ghost goat, goat.
Try this one. Three gray ghosty goats floating on a floaty boat. The boat was floaty and the goats were ghosty. Three gray floaty ghosties.
Hey, I like that one. Three goaty ghosties floating on a boaty floaty.
Be quiet! Let the angry old man speak!
Shut the hell up! Where was I?
The scary rain was beating down on the ugly double wide.
It was a house on a hill, senor.
This ghost story is very unrealistic.
Just tell the story, Walter!
I'm trying! It was a dark, dark night. The rain fell hard on the roof of the house on Dunham Hill. The cleaver killer was on the loose. Lightning! A shadow in the window! A scream!
What is it?
I just remembered that I left my tater tots in the oven.
Will you please stop interrupting?
They were the good ones with the gravy inside.
A blood-curdling scream. The ancient weathered front door crashes open, and a terrified young man escapes into the rain, stumbling down the stairs and into the mud, his screams drowned out by the driving weather as a shadowy figure fills the darkened doorway.
You know, this isn't very terrifying, and I know terror.
Yep, Ahmed does know terror. He's got that down.
Ahmed wouldn't know terror unless it blew up in his face.
That is exactly what happened. Thanks for bringing up the most painful moment in my life.
Your death.
Yes, I mean my death. Thank you, Redneck Infidel.
No problem, Terrific Terrormeister. Hey, I still think this story should be in a trailer park. More relatable to a lot of us, you know what I mean?
And more goats. Terrifying, but with some sex.
What?
Oh, don't pretend you don't know.
This one time, at band camp, a goat ate my steak.
Sometimes I think my trailer is haunted because I wake up every morning and I'm pretty sure goats have drank all my beer.
Holy crap.
My turn. Okay, once upon a time, it was raining in a dark cave and there was a trailer full of goats.
And a terrifying infidel with three names and a meat cleaver!
And no beer!
And he eats baby jalapenos.
What the hell is going on here?
I have no idea.
Come on, Walter. What scares you?
Nothing.
That's not true.
What is it, Wally?
Call me Wally again and I'll kill you.
What scares you, Senor Walter?
Okay, you asked for it. Happy hippies, STDs in old folks' homes, and the Kardashians. Happy now?
Those were more funny than scary. We want to know what really scares you.
You don't want to know.
Yes, we do.
I can't tell you. I have to show you.
This is getting good.
I warned you.
Yup, we've been warned.
Okay. You asked for it.
What's going on here?
We thought you were the crazy cleaver killer.
Walter was about to show us what really scares him.
I was gonna show everybody the new mole on my back, and I think it's growing.
Oh, I'm gonna hurl.
Dinner in 10 minutes, guys.
You guys actually thought Jeffrey Douglas Dunham was the cleaver killer.
What did you say? That infidel has three names? Everybody has a first, middle, and last name.
Oh, really, Peanut? And what are your three names? That's what I thought.
He's got a point, Jeff, right?
Jeff?
I should be the one doing the crazy laughter.
Probably so.
Whatever. I'll kill you later. Happy Halloween!